You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back here on our Giant Day, we welcome in the defensive coordinator. We asked if some coaches don't let their coordinator speak. Coach Shermer had no problem with it, which I like. So we get the chance to chat with the new defensive coordinator, who's a very important figure here, and that's James Betcher, who comes from Arizona, where his team played terrific defense the last couple of years, top-rated. But forget the statistics, played really well. They were tough. They were aggressive. That's what we like to see. Coach, welcome. Welcome to the New York area. How are you?
Great, great. Blessed to be here. Thanks for having me on. And I'll tell you what, my family and I have been so welcome to this area. And we've, you know, you and I were just talking about it a little bit off the air. There's so many things to do in this area. There's so many great places to go, and there's such great schools. And there's just really good people, and we're really fortunate to be
here. I know you've been in Arizona. Where are you from before that? Where you hail from? Where are you from?
My wife and I are both from Indiana. Northern part of the state.
Okay.
Just outside of South Bend, I'm from.
Okay. Know it well.
Small town, Lakeville, Indiana.
Right.
Graduated with about 78 people.
Where'd you go to college? Town.
I went to a Division II school in Indiana, University of St. Francis.
Okay.
Yep, played college ball there, and that's where I started my coaching career.
Where was your first stop along the way coaching?
I worked for Kevin Donnelly there,
right.
the head coach I played for. Coach D's won over 300 games as a college head coach, and a great man to play for.
What did he run there? What system did he run?
We were a spread on offense.
Okay.
So, in defense, we were just pretty multiple and did a bunch of stuff. And
you always been a defensive coach, or have you gone back and forth?
No, I coached the offensive line for 2 years in my career, and I've coached special teams as well at a couple different stops. But otherwise, I've always been on defense, and I've really coached every position. I've coached safeties, coached linebackers, outside backers, D-line, so I've coached a little bit of everywhere.
And done a very good job as the coordinator in Arizona the last 3 years, had one of the highly rated defenses and a very aggressive, good defense with some terrific players there, of course, on that defense. Coach, you know this, everyone, it's a different game now and it's an explosive game, but this is a franchise that loves its defense. The fans love their defense. They can't get behind anything more than they get behind an aggressive defense. So that's what they love. What do you got in store for them this year with this defense?
Well, I'll tell you what, this offseason when, unfortunately things didn't work out in Arizona, and really blessed to have an opportunity to present itself to come here and be a New York Football Giant. And one of the things that you
were up for first, a couple of head coaching jobs, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we were. And we were just so blessed to have a chance to come be a New York Football Giant. And the first thing that resonates with you is defense.
Absolutely. That's what they
and
chant.
You,
they
and
chant
you say
defense.
That, and as a coach, as a player in this league, if you want to coach somewhere on the defensive side of the ball, or you want to play somewhere on the defensive side of the ball, you want to play for the New York Football Giants.
That's it. Giants or the Bears, that'd be the two you think of.
There's no question.
And here they chant defense. That's what their chant that they love is defense. That's what they care about. 56 was the most important number in the history of that stadium. That's it. That's it. And Giant defenses are part of their history. I mean, they really are. So, good aggressive defenses are what Giant fans love.
We built it around the principles of being smart, fast, and physical.
Absolutely.
And the same things that we're talking around in our meeting room right now is being smart, fast, and physical and playing with the game with a relentless mindset. And I think one of the things, I hope our fans recognize fast and early of our guys is that we're going to play really, really hard, and we're going to be very aggressive, and we're going to play downhill. And I'm the kind of individual, I don't like getting things dictated to me, so maybe it's a little bit of my personality.
So you want to dictate terms.
It's just my upbringing in this profession is, as much as we can, because, offense, they always get the chalk last.
Right.
And as defensive players, that's what defensive coaches, that's what But any chance you get to try to dictate, any chance you get to try to change the math, I said it to our guys yesterday that when we're playing against the run, it needs to look like they're playing with 9 and we're playing with 12 and 13.
Gotcha.
And that's how we need to make them feel. And when they turn our tape on, that's the kind of message our tape needs to send. And those aren't just words. That's like personal belief to the core for me. And it's really great to be here with these guys in this defensive locker room because they think the same way.
What was the key to your success? Obviously, players too, and you had some good ones in Arizona. But what was the key? The last 3 years, you've had one of the top defenses in the league statistically, and anyone who knows or watches the sport knows how aggressive your Arizona defenses have been. They've been tremendously aggressive in recent years. What was the secret for you to be so successful out there with them in Arizona?
Well, I think you said it. You hit it on the head. I think. Players that just love to play the game, love to put their helmet on every day, love to come in the building, love to work outside the building. When I say relentless defense, I don't just mean like when it's on Sundays or Monday night or Thursday night ball. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a Tuesday week 10 or Tuesday week 15 where the grind of the season is starting to wear a little bit. And we still have to do the things necessary for us to play at a high level. And that's outside the building. That's taking care of our bodies. That's being where our feet are in meeting rooms, being where our feet are in walkthroughs, and carrying those things over day by day, week by week. And the guys that we had there and the coaches staff I had there and the coach staff, Coach Shermer here, is assembled on defense. It's the same guys cut from the same kind of cloth, players cut from the same kind of cloth. So it's been exciting to get to work, and we're looking forward to hearing a couple more days to put some pads on.
We're talking with the new defensive coordinator, James Betry, who comes from Arizona now. He's going to run this defense, and, people ask, what kind of defense? Well, all defenses are multiple now. I mean, that's basically it. You're going to play a little bit of everything. I mean, that's how you play now. I mean, the way, depending on what you're going to see. And, so much is put on. It's funny how much certain positions have changed, how much your linebackers and how you use your linebackers. And sometimes now they don't get to play as many downs and how important the safety position has become. And you got a really good one here with Landon Collins, and that's become such a premium position now in your defense.
There's no question, We always talked about it in Arizona, and I was talking about it in the DB room last night. I love having 7 DBs on the field.
Right.
I love if there's a down or a way we can get 8 DBs on the field, we're going to try to do it.
And if they can tackle, more the better, right?
There's no question. Yep. And that's what's kind of special. We get a chance to get Alec Ogletree here and Tree along with Landon. I mean, there's so many guys. I'm going to be remiss if I don't mention all these guys. But the game has become so horizontal and so spread out.
Yep.
Even when teams run the ball or they throw the ball, whether you're playing man defense or zone defense, you have to be able to tackle in space.
Yep.
You have to be able to maneuver in space, and you have to be able to make guys miss as blitzers. And offensive linemen are more athletic than ever. And all of those things kind of lead into the progression of where the games win, of guys that can run, athletic, big players on defense with length. And you have to have those kind of skill sets to be able to match up with all those things I mentioned from an offensive standpoint.
No question. Now, you got a tough break the other day. The guys got Beal in the supplemental draft, and he got hurt again. Too bad because you might be a little light at corner. How do you feel about your corner depth right now? You feel okay with it?
I feel like every day our guys are coming out and working to get better, and okay. I love that. Deshae Townsend and Lou Anarumo, Deshae and Lou are just outstanding football coaches. And we got guys in that room that are working their tails off and fighting for the third spot, fighting for the fourth spot. And I love the competition and battle, both at safety and at corner, that's going on right now.
That's good to hear. You want to have some competition at those positions. You have a major run stopper, as you know, in Snacks. I mean, he is a force there. Last year was not the year it was. 2 years ago, he was unbelievable. Last year, he fought some injuries, and the team had a tough year. But 2 years ago, he was I don't think anybody played the run better. Maybe Donald played it as well, but I don't think anybody played the run better in the whole league than he did.
I think the history of this franchise on defense has been built around stopping and running.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's no different. We played some pretty good run defense.
That's elemental football. You want to stop
the
run first.
It is, yeah. And that's the beauty about the game.
Right.
The game, there's things that progress in the game, but there's things that will always be the same.
Right.
One is you got to play hard,
right.
And two, you got to stop the run, and three, you got to create turnovers. And that's a thing that we talk about. And when we come together as a team after practice and watch tape, there's a lot of things I don't care to watch, but one thing I want to watch is runs and run fits and how well we're playing in the run game, how much we're disrupting in the run game, because there's a great importance that we'll put on being a really good run-stopping defense.
No question. When you look at this right now as far as where the league is. It's so hard to play defense now. I mean, they always mitigate against it as much as they can. The rules, the way they deep backs now and whether they can hit or can't hit.
You said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, I will. I mean, they take it. Plus, you know, the kids, whether they can use their helmets and everything. Yeah. It's hard to play defense now in this league.
Sure, you got to stay up on the rules and stay up on what you can do.
What you can do with your helmet,
and
you can't
can do
with
your helmet, where you can, you know, touch receivers and all those kind of
tough
things.
Tough to teach, isn't it?
And, hey, that's why we got a bunch of great teachers on our defensive coaching staff here.
Who was a big influence on you in the NFL? What coaches have been a big influence on you? I mean, everyone always has guys who were. Who has been one on you?
I've been so blessed. You know, I was with Bruce Arians last.
Oh, I love Bruce Arians. Great guy.
But he had such
I've known him a long 30 years.
Such aggressive mentality and such a does such a great job of leading men. And I've been with Chuck Pagano in this league, and and Coach Pagano is you know, with all the injuries they had in Indianapolis, to fight and claw and being in so many games, great teacher, great coach, always be a great mentor of mine. Those, you know, those two guys in this league have just been really great for me.
No question. So, in essence, as you get ready, and I know you got to go to a meeting, but as you get ready to put this thing on the field for the Giant fans in the next couple of days, what's your message to the Giant fans about what they're going to see from their defense this year?
You know, just like I say with our players, and I keep circling back to the same things, because we talk about what's important and we emphasize what's important. And I think our fans are going to see our guys play extremely hard for them. They're going to play with a ton of energy. Then we're going to be smart. We're going to play smart defense. We're going to understand what's going to happen to us before it happens, and we're going to try to do our best to exploit the best matchups that we can exploit and get our guys, again, just to play extremely hard.
Well, listen, good to see you. Welcome to New York, Coach. Thanks very much for a couple minutes.
Thanks
good luck to you this
year. Thanks for having me.
James Betcher, defensive coordinator, back after this.